Today's episode of the Nate Land Podcast is brought to you by Jack Black, Rocket Money, and DraftKings. Hello, folks, and hey, Bear. I'm Brian Bates, as always. Tim Gonvey, Greg Warren, Dusty Slay.
All right.
Sean O'Brien, the usual gang.
Had a real podcast takeover here. We're really like outnumbered on our own podcast here.
I thought you guys might laugh at that when I said that, but
I feel like I'm doing their podcast.
I giggled. I mean, I sort of myself a little bit.
Dusty and I feel like we're guests on y'all's podcast. We'll talk about that later. Nate is not here for obvious reasons. Nate is in New York getting ready for Saturday Night Live.
We're happy for him. That guy needed to catch a break.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Finally.
Yeah. Yeah. Just some low end music actor, right? Like some fly by night coming.
Breaking ground. Coldplay.
Yeah.
Local band finally getting a break.
No, I'm saying that. I love Coldplay too. So
yeah.
Huge booking.
Yeah. The first time he was on the Foo Fighters.
My God.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It's crazy. So Nate is in
better band.
New York
now
doing SNL. Aaron's in Atlanta at the Braves game. They're in the playoff run and so he shut down there. Lucy had the baby, but then he's like, my buddy's got tickets, so he's head down to Atlanta.
Yeah.
No. Aaron, they had their baby Saturday afternoon.
All right.
Baby Olive.
Big time.
I texted with Aaron this morning. He said, tell everybody mom and baby are doing great. Thank you for all the prayers. 5 pounds, 4 ounces.
Great.
He said she had blonde hair. And he'll be on, hopefully back next week, and we'll have photos, and we'll hear all about it.
But yeah, depending on how this goes, maybe we don't have either of those guys back. You know what I mean?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a bold one.
I'd feel bad about that.
Yeah.
I would love it.
Yeah. I'd do it.
Yeah.
I'd feel bad about it.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
I was thinking about getting Aaron's baby like a Atlantic Braves baseball card or something, somebody from like Dale Murphy or somebody like that, or Hank Aaron. You think you still do that if it's a girl?
I don't see why not.
You guys got kids.
Absolutely. I only have boys, which you got my son a baseball card when he was born.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Timo Perez.
I have a boy. Yeah. I don't remember getting one of those, but you know, that's okay.
Well, I might not even known you when you had
probably
that boy,
not.
But yeah.
Yeah, it's been almost a year. So
yeah. If you guys have another one, I'm
gonna take a look. You can still get a card. Get a card for this one.
Yeah. I'll get you. What's your son's name?
Sam.
All right, man. I need to think about that. Nothing comes to mind right away.
MLB players named Sam. There's gotta be somebody. Sam Malone was a fake MLB player.
Yeah,
probably got a card out there he had somewhere. I can't think of anybody else.
It's okay. I am okay about it.
Sam Cassell played basketball for the Houston Rockets.
It's a basketball player.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah.
Got it. Sam Perkins, they do, right?
I can't remember who he played for. Yeah, I think maybe Portland.
Is there a Sam
Seattle
quarterback? Seattle.
Yeah, Bradford.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was not good. He was not good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Great college quarterback, but that's about it. Yeah.
I'm very excited to have you guys because last month – I was in St. Louis, and Greg said, I'm going to get you on the Christie show. And
Courtney.
Oh, is Courtney?
Yeah.
Courtney.
Man,
I'm sorry.
He got you on the Christie show.
Oh, boy, man. That's
your career.
Dude, I love you, and I think you're funny, but you can't get on the Christie show.
No, that's too hard.
Christie show is...
The Courtney show. Excuse me, the Courtney show. Yeah. And Tim said, come on the Courtney show. Yeah. And I'd love to. And then I get there, and Courtney's not there.
It was Christie.
Courtney was filling in for Christie. You came in to fill in for Courtney.
Yeah. So when these guys said, hey, can we come on Nate's podcast? I like, I got the perfect week for you guys.
Yeah.
I'll return the favor. So
okay.
That's what I'm doing, Tim.
Nice. Love it. Yeah, you came on. So I'm on the Courtney show. You came on and we had met briefly just a few days before.
Mm-hmm. Here at Zany's.
And then you showed up and we're like, Courtney's out. You're just doing the show with us. And we had a great time.
Yeah. I was on for like 3 hours.
Yes.
Did not get paid, but
no. Well, I want to see how this goes. I feel like it's an equal.
What are you looking for as far as
compensation?
Yeah.
To meet Courtney, I think.
I got a joke out of it.
Oh, yeah?
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
That's worth everything. Come on, man.
Yeah. Our pal Ron from the Funny Bone
drove
Brian to see us on the Courtney show. So they came over and Brian had I could tell somebody he'd been affected by something and you shared it.
Well, we got there a little early. It's to crack it. I just met Ron. It's very often with morning radio, they club send someone to pick you up that you've never met. It's you just rolled out of bed.
And they go, "Let me clean my car out."
Yeah, yeah. They'll
every time
throw some stuff over, and then you climb in and you go do morning radio. I just met him. We get to the radio station a little early. I said, "Hey, can we go through that McDonald's drive-through, so I can get some breakfast before we do it?" And he's like, "Sure." So we go through the drive-through. And I ordered the bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddle at McDonald's.
Yes.
And she said, that'll be $8.93. Would you like to round up to $9 for charity? And I just instinctively say no.
Yeah, perfect.
And then
the right answer.
I said, to take it a step further, I said to Ron, I was like, she didn't even say what the charity was for. I'm not going to give her money. And Ron said, well, it's probably for the Ronald McDonald House. The reason I know is because my daughter had open heart surgery.
That's great.
And we stayed there for many weeks. And then we just sat in silence in the drive-thru. We roll up. I have to hand the woman my money. She hands me seven cents over Ron's face. Here, give this nickel and two pennies to your daughter. Hope she's doing well. And then he drops me off at the radio station.
So is it free to go to the Ronald McDonald House?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
So it's free?
Not anymore. Because I didn't get
it used to be.
That was a little tax.
It is free?
Yeah, yeah.
If it's free, I would donate.
Yeah.
I'm into that.
Yeah, it's a good
charity. Sometimes they'll be like, yeah, donate. And then you go, oh, is it free? And they go, oh, no, you still pay a lot of money to be there. But the money's going to research. And I go, you can find your own research.
Hamburglar House, though, is costs quite a bit.
That's a ripoff.
He's a crook.
It's a profit deal. That guy it's not is even a charity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Terrible.
You're right. He's a crook.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So anyway, Nate will be gone forever. Aaron should be back next week. We'll hear all about the baby. Nateland Live is the new weekly show we have here at the Lab at Zanies every Monday night. I hosted last week, was the first one. Dusty's hosting tonight. Great lineup of comics. Every Monday.
Lineup. Good host tonight.
Oh, yeah. Is that
strong? Yeah. Strong. Get there early.
Yeah.
Leave whenever you want.
Yeah.
Get your tickets at zanies.com if you're coming
to
that.
We're having a good time, guys.
And then we also have the Nate Land Showcase, and Dusty hosted last month. It was a hot show. You were on that show, Greg.
I was on that show.
Nick Murphy was on. Do you guys remember Nick?
He was great. Everybody on that show was great.
That was a particularly hot show.
Yeah, but Nick's comes out this week. That's why.
Okay.
Mentioned Nick. Yeah.
Everybody had really hot sets on that show. It was a great show.
Mm-hmm.
Nate did a guest spot. I mean, it was like boom, boom, boom.
Mm-hmm. I'm hosting this month. It's going to be another hot show.
All right.
Got a lot of good cup. Liz Glazer, Bobby J. Cox, St. Louis guy, right?
Yeah.
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 Simon Fraser and Mike Goodwin. All very funny.
Okay.
All be on their best behavior. And if you're here in Nashville, tickets go on sale for the next showcase, November 4th at the Lab. So November 4th is the next one at the Lab. Also, Nate Land's recording Stephen Rogers special. Very funny.
Stephen Rogers. That's going to be great.
He's doing it at the Comedy Fort in Fort Collins, Colorado. That's October 12th at the Comedy Fort. And our very own Greg Warren doing another special.
Look out. This guy's a writing machine.
He is cranking
here.
It out.
Yeah, he is.
November 23rd at the Funny Bone in Columbus, Ohio. That's a great club.
Yeah, it's a big one. You know what? I was going to do it in St. Louis, my home club, that it's like easy to fill. You know, it's like mm-hmm. I can fill that thing in a heartbeat. But my friend Tim Convey told me it was a stupid idea to film there because the setup wasn't right. The ceilings were too low. And I had Nate's guys take a look at it, and they agreed. So I'm going to Columbus, which is it's a huge club. And
it's it looks good.
I think it really looks great. Good. I think it'll look great.
It looks like a theater almost.
But I got to fill it. And if I don't fill it, it's on Tim Convey.
It's on me. So on him. If you're listening, buy tickets. But also, it's going to look better. This is going to pay off. I assure you.
We'll Columbus is a great city. The club is great.
Oh, the club is fantastic.
And you've talked about how you're going for more of an artsy thing anyway, right? So I think the lighting is important on this one, right?
Artsy?
Yeah, that was kind of the priorities had shifted a little bit on this one.
I was mostly...
You kept talking about a statement you wanted to
make. I always think artsy when I think Greg.
Yeah,
totally.
This is
fashion.
No.
That's why I led you in that direction. I was under the impression...
This is all... terrible.
Okay.
I mean, jokes is really
people
what I was
say,
going for.
Who's a good alt comic? I always send them.
You think
so?
Totally. Yeah.
I tend to see myself as right down the middle.
Almost avant garde, I think, is what you talked about.
You think so?
Yeah. I can feel that.
Yeah. It's Neil Hamburger, Greg Warren.
100%. Yeah. So yeah. November in Columbus, do not miss that.
Hamburger is more avant garde than me. And Neil Hamburger.
When did you guys get to town?
I got in last night. I flew in from Pittsburgh, and these guys got in.
Yeah, we just drove in a few hours ago.
So you wore that jersey even after you'd seen the game?
No, man, I'm so proud of the Bill. Yeah, I know. I deserve it. It was an ugly, ugly game last night. I just love them so much. So I was like, I got to showcase them on a cool platform. So, and now I'm paying the price because I'm warm and because they got their heads kicked in last time.
I'm warm.
You know, Dusty used to work with the Buffalo Bill.
What? That's true, yeah. My old boss played for the Buffalo Bills way back. He was in his late 60s when I worked for him, so named Stu Barber.
And there's a local comic, Corey Knox, that played briefly with the Bills.
That's true.
Really?
Corey Knox.
Very briefly.
Oh, that might be awesome.
Like, I think he was on maybe practice squad, maybe played a preseason game.
Yeah. Okay.
So you, that was when you were selling
pesticides? Yeah.
You had a guy play, yeah.
Yeah, my boss, he retired and I got his job, but I was a seasonal employee for him, but he was great. We had a lot of fun.
I didn't know you moved up, man.
Yeah, I moved up one position. And actually, they restructured the company, and then I kind of like by default moved up a position.
Yeah.
I was my title was a district manager.
No kidding.
My pay never changed, and you know.
Yeah.
Really?
After my initial move up, I became a salaried employee with a car allowance.
Sean sold cars.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah.
That was a grind. 3 years. Loved it.
But never like a promotion. It's a flat organization, right? There's nobody.
Yeah, it was just like, hey, you sign up. My interview was like, you want to make some money. That's literally what my manager told a 23-year-old kid. He goes, you're a classic Italian guy. Look like, I swear, like Pesci in like Casino. Just back hair, nice suit. Mm-hmm. And he goes, so you want to make some money? I go, I mean, that'd be great. I love money. He goes, here's this pamphlet on Dodge products. Read it in 2 days. See you Monday. And that was it. Just in. And then they're like, there's the floor, kid. Just go talk to people. And I was like, all right, I guess we're going to do this.
And then you did it for 3 years.
I did it for 3 years.
So you made some
money. But I really only made money like the last year. Because the first year, they're like, I'm like, hey, how's it going today? They're like, yeah, we're just looking. I'd be like, see you later. And then I'd just be like, all right. And I had no sort of like how to combat.
Yeah.
Objections.
Now you're like, let me get your ID. And
man, we were grinding. It would be like, let me get your keys to your trade in. That was the move. Then you held them hostage.
Yeah.
You'd be like, oh, you're thinking of trading that car? Yeah, we're thinking about it. You give me your keys. I'm going to have my used car trade in manager take a look. He didn't exist. It's me. And then we just take the keys. I give it to like some lot guy, and then he vanishes for 2 hours. And they're like, yeah, I'm ready to go. I'm like, yeah, I swear your kids, they're around here somewhere. Just give us a minute. Let me crunch some more numbers. I just chiseled out.
Have your kid get in the car with our lot guy, too.
That's dirtbag.
Very unethical.
That's what that is.
Dirtbag tag. It's like, yes, Dusty was all about that.
Yeah, I mean, you got to make a sale. You know what I mean? So I get it. You got to make the sale.
He was closer to you than me. I was, there's principles, I think.
Now, will you guys talk about this kind of stuff on The Consumers?
Yeah. We talk a little bit about everything.
First episode came out yesterday.
Yesterday, that episode was the Dunkin' Donuts episode. We pick one brand every week and we do a deep dive on it.
Mm-hmm. We're about to get a Dunkin' Donuts right across the street.
No kidding.
Yeah, that's big, man.
Really?
It's just Dunkin' now, right?
Just Dunkin'.
Yeah.
You can dunk anything you want now. Doesn't that just have to be donuts?
Yep.
Comes out every Tuesday?
Every Tuesday.
Well, already got some reviews. Came out yesterday. Already have some reviews here.
Oh, yeah? What did it say?
I'll just read a couple. Let the other guys talk, Greg. Oh, that was one.
Wow. Very reasonable and makes sense.
Yeah.
And
this one says, oh, I love Greg as a guest on Nate Land and on Bob and Tom, but not really a leading man kind of guy. Don't know if he can carry a podcast himself.
Wow. I have some of these. I hate it when they.
This sounds like the Dusty guy.
All the doubts that you have about yourself, they just zero in on.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, I kind of made that up, so those weren't real.
Well, that hurts.
Actually, that does hurt because I actually thought they were real, and I was like, nice. People understand
Sean
what I'm going through.
Cheering for
I was
the
like,
whole thing.
All right, sweet.
That is the comments you get. You can get comments like "you suck" or whatever, and it's like those are fine. But then when they'll find one. That's like a deep, like you're like, whoa, do you know me?
Yeah.
Have you known me since childhood?
Yeah, they do have a weight sometimes.
Jeez.
Yeah, the reasonable comments are the worst. Man.
Yeah, Yeah.
Reasonably negative, well thought out comments.
You got, they're like, I can tell this guy has a lot of insecurities based on the way he moves around. And I'm like, oh, geez.
This guy makes a strong point.
I think he peed his pants a little bit before he walked on stage.
How did he know that? Whoa. Who's talking?
Those are the worst.
The leading man thing hurt. Were you nervous about being a leading man?
No. I wasn't starring in a sort of Scorsese film. I'm talking about donuts and peanut butter.
Fairly easy transition.
Yeah, and White Castles. Yeah. But I think I'm very proud of that first episode.
Yeah, it's a good time.
And the one's coming.
Well, what about a little taste of what when you say you do a deep dive on Dunkin' Donuts? What are you going in on?
You want to talk Dunkin' or you want to talk a new brand?
Well, we can talk. We're going to talk a new brand today. We're going to get through these comments first. But just do a deep dive on.
What do you guys remember about Dunkin'? I mean,
when they got started.
So Dunkin's big thing. Dunkin' was the franchise one, right? That franchises basically exist today as we know them because of Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh.
It was frowned upon. Everybody hated
it. Evil.
Whole idea of franchising. Oh. In fact, in some states, you could not advertise that you were a franchise. You couldn't mention it. It was almost illegal to franchise. And the main Dunkin' guy was like, it was the only way he thought he was going to make money. All he's selling is donuts and coffee. So he went big, talked all these guys into franchising, and that's why we have franchises.
Wow. So Dunkin' ruined it for us.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Quality of everything is worse because of Dunkin' Donuts.
The other thing is the Bill Rosenberg, I think, is the guy that started Dunkin' Donuts. He was like a kid, and he dropped out of school in the eighth grade because it was the Depression. And this kid was like a hustler. And they said one of the ways where he made a bunch of money as a kid, he would take a big block of ice and he would haul it to the horse racetrack and he would sell ice chips. And he made a ton of money doing
that.
Yeah. Which, one, I don't know anybody that's eaten ice chips other than pregnant women. I don't know if they should be betting on horses. Maybe they should. And
it's a different time though. It was real hot. Maybe they didn't have air conditioner.
I guess.
Well, my thing is, who is the stadium letting him come in and do that? Like, I can't go to where the Titans play and just walk in with some sort of bags of ice and be like, oh, don't mind me, guys. I'm just here selling stuff next to your concession.
Seems
a little suspect.
We talked a little bit about that. I don't know. I thought that was pretty interesting. They had that donut with a handle for a very long time. Do you remember that?
No.
It was like a donut and it had like a handle.
For people who love donuts but wish there was a handle.
Yeah.
Well, you know how when you're if you don't have a handle.
So it wasn't an edible handle.
No, it was.
It was. Okay.
It was an edible handle.
Yeah. Which really is just more donut.
Yeah.
They didn't think it completely through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they stopped doing that, I believe, 2001.
Yeah.
Because it's like another thing
it's like a tire with a boot on it.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. It's a lot like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Like
that. They're really trying to push their coffee now, though, right?
Yeah. That's why they went to Dunkin'. Yeah.
American runs on Dunkin'.
Yep.
Yeah. Which we felt was one of the best taglines pretty much in history.
And it was John Goodman doing it, right?
What?
I think John Goodman
We missed that.
Fumbled that ball.
Tim was supposed to do that.
That was a Conby department.
Yeah. Yeah, I think John Goodman is the voiceover for America Runs on Dunkin'.
Yeah.
I don't know. Really? If he's not, he sounds a lot like him.
Yeah.
Mm. All right. If Aaron was here, we'd look it up.
We'll have to recut that.
Yeah.
We'll find out next week.
Yeah.
I'm humiliated. He's a St. Louisan too. We really blew
that. Yeah, he grew up right down the street.
I'm hoping he's not. I'm hoping it's not him.
John Goodman was really great. You hate to be anti someone losing weight, but it felt like when John Goodman lost a lot of weight, it's like he seemed like a different guy.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
And I'm happy for him, but he's a different guy now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Heavy John was great, man. Yeah. And he had range. That's what I loved about the guy, man.
Yeah.
He like made Arachnophobia funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That movie still haunts me to this day, and he's hilarious.
He is hilarious
in that movie. Love him.
Maybe he just got a little older.
Could be it too.
Could be.
Yeah. No, he made an effort. He was a big guy. He played Babe Ruth. He's big. And then all of a sudden, we're just supposed to take him seriously. Yeah. And he's still playing, what's his name? Dan Connor, but he's skinny now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I'm with you. I was not rooting for him.
He's going to play Ty Cobb in a movie.
Yeah. Well, you get older, you lose. Yeah, it's good. It's not bad at all.
Willie McGee
would have been a better one.
Yeah.
Strong. Yeah.
And I know your podcast is great because everything you do is great. I made those jokes. It kind of bombed, but I think.
No, well, I didn't. I loved it. I'm glad you did. And that makes me feel good.
A lot of the podcasts is Sean and I don't agree on a lot of
things. We don't see eye to eye and just pretty much in life. So we decided to join forces just to make, sometimes on paper it doesn't fit, but I'm sure we'll get through it after episode 4.
Greg says you're a huge fan of the Nate Land podcast.
I love it, man. I am.
Said Tim's never seen episode. Tim's never seen one.
Tim speaks out against it.
Yeah, do not care for it.
Mm-hmm. I've never seen an episode either.
Is that right? No, I'm a big fan. I'm way into it.
On the Nate Land podcast, there is always a fresh take on everyday life and a good laugh about how we all try to keep up. If you want to feel more energized and strong for your own daily adventures, MitoPure gummies from Timeline might be for you. These are the first ever longevity gummies powered by MitoPure, Timeline's patented form of urolithin A. They are clinically proven to improve muscle strength and cellular energy. Plus, they are vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO. Two gummies give you 500 milligrams of MitoPure, delivering 6 times more urolithin A than a glass of pomegranate juice. If you want to stay strong and energized now and as you age, then you have to try MitoPure gummies. Timeline offers 20% off just for listeners of this show. Head to timeline.com/mito20 to get started. That's timeline.com/mito20. Your cells will thank you.
That was a quality ad read.
Thank you.
Really, I thought so. I like it when you run the Jack and the Black together and say
Jack Black.
Yeah, I like that.
Jack Black
Theater.
Yeah,
it's great.
We didn't do where we were this weekend.
No, we didn't. I had some hot shows.
Let's hear about it.
I was in Lexington at the Lexington Opera House in Kentucky. Hot show. Lexington's always great.
That's
great town. Filmed a special there.
I love it.
I always say the worst thing about, because I am doing some theaters now, the worst part about it is leaving clubs that I really like. The Comedy Off Broadway is a great club. Doing it. I hate that I didn't get to do it there when I was there. And then I went over to Bristol, Tennessee, to the Paramount. And very sad stuff happening in East Tennessee and North Carolina. Somehow, even being in East Tennessee, I didn't see any of it. So,
and how was your crowd?
Really great. Yeah, great crowds.
Maybe it was the Virginia side of Bristol.
Maybe so. No, well, I stayed in the Virginia side, and then I drove into Tennessee. But it was great.
Are you claiming hoax?
What's that?
Are you claiming maybe this is a
no,
hoax?
No, I'm just saying okay. I was blessed to not experience anything, not even any bad rain.
Yeah.
It cleared up each night so I could have cigars outside. I mean, it rained all day and then at night it cleared up so I could smoke cigars.
You do that after every show?
Yeah.
We hung out in the parking lot after the last time I did a show here.
Yeah.
And you smoked some cigars. I don't smoke them, but it was
it's so great. It's
cool to be around it.
I'm trying to start. I mean that. Yeah. I really am. It looks so much fun, but I think you inhale a little bit and that's not good.
Oh, I don't. And yeah, you can't inhale.
I don't mean to. I got an instant and then I'm like coughing. It's a whole
mess. It's so fun to just, after the show, it's a good wind down. I find if I do cigars before shows, that's a real mistake. All my energy's gone. Yeah. I'm already a low energy comic, and then halfway through the show, I'm like, "Can I even finish this?" But after
post show,
that's where it's at.
So you still get a little nicotine though by puffing on them, right?
Yeah, all in the glands, and then I wind down, and then I go back to my hotel and stay up till 3 a.m. on TikTok. You know what I mean?
Were you guys anywhere this weekend?
Yeah, I was in Las Vegas. I got to open for Nikki Glaser and David Spade do a residency out there. So they were there together every couple months. And I get to open those shows at the Venetian. And it was amazing. It was place is incredible, and you're the casino and Vegas and all that. And Spade was amazing, and Nikki's great. It was real fun shows.
That's awesome.
No cigars. That's lots of people smoking in those casinos, though.
You don't need to smoke in Vegas. You can just walk through the casino.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. I mean, it's and you're not used to that in public anymore. And then you go to a place like that, and it's.
Did you put any money on the table?
All over. I didn't. I don't do that. I love Vegas because I love the people watching. I love that people are in a good mood. The shows are always good. But I don't gamble. I don't drink. I don't go to the clubs or anything like that. But I have a great time.
My buddy Brendan Ayer said that you drug him to the punk rock museum.
I did.
He said it was pretty horrible.
It was it was not great. I was real, real excited. I was really pumped. And I did, like, Brendan was like, I got a bunch of stuff to do today. He was working at Brad Garrett's club. Yeah, I'm trying to take a nap before the show. And I'm like, please. I didn't want to go solo. So he went with me. And there's nothing punk rock about a $45 admission to the Punk Rock Museum. Yeah. It was.
You paid his fee though, right?
I did. I got Brendan's because I felt bad. Listen, it was not, if you're into punk rock, and you're into museums, you should go. It's not, if you're not into those things, you should not go. It does not transcend a museum.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Kind of punk rock to have a bad museum about punk rock though.
Yeah. Huh?
True.
For a second.
Yeah.
I was like, is this whole thing just this punk, like you pay the admission fee, you turn the corner and it's just like
some guy screaming
at him. Middle finger. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I was like, that'd be pretty good. That'd be really punk.
Yeah. Yeah.
It'd be a better story, but I'm glad I went. It was fine. People, they were nice.
Some guy calling you an idiot for coming in there.
Yes.
Sort of like that sort of thing.
Now, aren't you in a punk rock band?
Yeah. I'm in a band called Ludo. That is, certainly some punk influence. And then I do a band that does, two shows a year. So one is basically punk rock Disney.
Like my comedy.
We do.
Two shows a year.
Yeah. All drivable.
Brian's comedy is punk rock.
Yeah,
it is. Yeah. We got avant-garde and punk rock.
Yeah.
Two comedy pillars. So I do a band that plays punk rock versions of Disney songs. We do a punk rock Disney and then punk rock Christmas, which we do in St. Louis. It'll be December 7th. So it's all your favorite Christmas songs, the hymns, whatever, but by this cool punk band. And yeah, it's fun. And I saw a bunch of my friends that I used to tour with and stuff all in the museum. No,
really?
Me. We were not, my band not represented in the punk rock.
Oh, museum. You mean like displayed in the museum?
Yeah, like their gold records are up or what? It was like a jacket that guys I knew wore and stuff. And I kept kind of like looking around every corner. No Ludo.
Nothing?
No Ludo. Mm. Yeah.
Rude.
So I started my own little.
Oh, did you?
There's a thing in the bathroom where it's art.
Okay, that's good. I'll check it out.
Put up a vinyl.
Yeah, which is really to see that.
Which is really more punk too, to be like, our exhibit's in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, felt good. But yeah, Vegas was great. Great weekend.
Sean, were you anywhere?
I was off last weekend. I went to see my girlfriend. I went to see the Bare Naked Ladies with Toad the Wet Sprocket. So if you're 40 or over, you probably know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I would think so. Very fun, man. Just to the Bare Naked Ladies. Silly. The guy's running bits on stage. He did it. He did a bit on stage. He's doing whatever, like $1 million. And then he just goes, guys, you want to hear a joke? And the whole crowd's like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, no, just play the music. I don't have time for this aggravation.
Yeah.
But whatever, you know. And then he goes, I bet you, let's see if you can feel it. He goes, so I was in a library and I go up to the lady working at the counter library. I go, yeah, let me get two cheeseburgers, large fry.
I know this joke.
Great joke.
Extra large Coke. Actually, make the three fries. That'll be it. And the librarian goes, sir, this is a library. And then he goes, sorry, may I please have two large French fries?
Yeah. This is a great joke. How do it?
Yeah. I'm not good at street jokes. Again, I was like, I called that. I was like, I give my girl a little elbow. I go, watch this. I'll punch this in first. So I had a friend. The crowd's like, oh, no way. This is crazy.
Whoever wrote that joke is great.
I shouldn't be able to predict it.
It's a fun street joke, but it's like, yeah, if you're here there to see music, it's like, I don't know. You got a joke, do a joke, but don't do a street joke.
He's a fun guy.
Street jokes.
Yeah. I'll give it to him.
Bare Naked Ladies. You should be able to just create something.
I hope this is the case. Someone just told him that, and he's like, I want to share this. I hope that's not what he does every show.
20 years he's been doing that.
It feels like it was a St. Louis special because he was actually at the, they were at the factory where you played.
Oh, yeah.
That same place. So he had a lot of, it's in this suburb called Chesterfield.
I did that joke there too.
That did you?
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah.
You opened
cut to Bates tonight on the show going broke into my old apartment. That's a Bare Naked Ladies song, right?
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah.
I don't think I knew, did you?
Yeah. Well, he was really proud because then if I had $1 million, he references something about like Chesterfield or an autumn. And Chesterfield is the suburb where the factory is. So he was very proud of that.
Okay.
Very. And he like called that like mid song. He broke song. And he goes, guys, you see, I wrote this song. It all fate happened. 20 years in, I finally got the Chesterfield by saying Chesterfield. And That one kind of bombed, actually.
Did they play any songs all the way through? It sounds like they kept stopping.
They stopped a lot, man.
My God.
They played 9 songs, 4.5 hour concert. So, no, I'm kidding. No, they did
a journey.
Good job, man.
It was a journey they take.
It was fun. Yeah. And then they closed with AC/DC, Highway to Hell, which I thought was hilarious.
That's Dusty's favorite song. Yeah, so.
Are you not a fan?
Well, though, you know, I mean, you know, I grew up liking those songs, but then you realize what you're singing, and I'm like, oh, yeah, no, I don't want that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to sing I'm on a highway to, I don't even want to say it.
Wow.
We were at.
I mean, you guys can sing it all you want, but that's not singing it. That's not what I'm trying to say.
We were at a birthday party where there was a band, and they're like, everybody gather around up here, and we all went up there enthusiastically, and that was the song that they started playing. And Dusty's like, oh, jeez.
Yeah, and then the guy goes, so there's this librarian.
Yeah. Yeah, they want to rope us all into, you know, trying to go to hell out here. And I'm like, you know what? I'm good.
Now, is it true Bare Naked Ladies came up with that name to get people to come in the door?
Yeah.
Really?
So. Just put it on a poster, like this Friday at the whatever.
I've considered doing that with my comedy career, just something similar. I don't know what it would be.
Just seems like the ultimate.
Free fried chicken. I don't know.
Yeah.
Seems like the ultimate letdown, though, doesn't it? You go in, you're like, oh, yeah, bare naked.
Right.
And then it's like, it's
five Canadian dudes.
A library joke.
Yeah.
And,
right.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Yeah, you can only do that a couple of times.
That's real disappointing.
Yeah.
Where were you?
Oh, thanks for asking, man. I thought you were going to skip me.
Sure. Nope.
I had a show in Youngstown, Ohio on Friday night. And then I did a show in Pittsburgh. It was like a fundraising thing for some charity. In Pittsburgh.
Always giving back.
Yeah. I took money on this one. Mm. Every now and then I don't, but I took money.
Yeah.
And,
so you didn't agree with the charity?
No, I agreed with it. You can't do them all for free.
You got to pay the bills.
But they had this thing I didn't know about. Do you guys know about in the state of Pennsylvania, at every function, like weddings and this thing, and they have, they call it a cookie table.
I've heard of this. Keep going.
Yeah. Oh, man. I walked in and immediately my eyes just went to the most beautiful baked goods you've ever seen on every table in the place, like cupcakes and cookies.
I've done many shows in Pennsylvania. That's never happened.
Well, they're not going to have them at a comedy club.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but like at a wedding, or this was kind of a, you know, a charity thing where families got together and stuff.
Okay.
Like that. But yeah, it's I hope somebody in Pittsburgh invites me to a wedding because it was unbelievable.
And people bring them? I'm sorry, everybody brings them?
I don't know
they just appear.
I think it was there, man.
Whenever
I think
two souls.
They looked home baked and it was beautiful. Yeah, that's a PA thing is cookie tables. I don't know if it's PA or just
when you
Pittsburgh.
Propose in Pittsburgh, things just start baking.
Uh-huh. That's really cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's great.
That's great.
Well, I was in Louisville, Kentucky at the Louisville Comedy Club.
Oh, yeah. You called me on the way up, man.
Yeah. Greg has great advice. He said...
Well, let's take it easy.
he said, you know, depending on the crowd size, sometimes you have to do a presentation, and sometimes you just have to have a conversation. And I started thinking about it. I was like, you know what? There's never been a time I had to do a presentation. I could always just have a conversation.
A lot of conversations.
Yeah, you were telling me on the way up, you're like, I think it might be a small crowd.
Yeah.
Like, well, then just you need to
talk
to them a little bit more than talk at them.
Yeah.
When it's a small crowd, I like to get weird with it.
Yeah.
I found that's more fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, man. When it's a big crowd, you're not exactly straight down the line.
That's true, too. That's true, too. That is true. That is true.
Yeah. You're not reading prose up there.
Yeah. Well, I think that's weirdness I can't avoid.
Yeah, right. The automatic stuff. Yeah. And then you spread your wings a little bit on the weird ones.
But you saw Abe R there?
Yeah, he hosted. Yeah. Ron McComb featured. It was, it was a small crowd, but I had a good time.
It was good?
Yeah. Yeah, it was so small they didn't have me fill out a W-9, so.
They're like, Kentucky ain't even going to recognize it.
Just don't even worry about it.
Yeah.
You just told everybody the threshold you did not meet. I mean, everybody sort of knows that number.
Every show, you're like, here's my paper.
I love that. The tax-free tour.
Yeah. Here's some driving money.
Yeah.
So, anyway. But I had a great time.
They should just... They should pay you with like a card and a grandma with some like
some ones.
Yeah. Yeah. Or they yeah. turn people away. They're like, are there no more seats? They're like, no, it's the IRS line, the
yeah.
W-9.
You can't
come in if he sells anymore.
Yeah, you sell one more ticket, we're gonna have to do some paperwork.
Yeah, Uncle Sam finds out.
Let's just stop now.
Yeah, not how Brian does it.
Keep the streak going.
Yeah, I had a great time. You guys wanna get into these comments?
Yeah.
Dusty, you wanna read or me?
You wanna do it. Do you wanna do it? You wanna
I'll
take turns?
No, I'll do it.
All right. I feel like sometimes when I'm like, yeah, I'd like to do it. And then we get halfway through and I'm like, I wish I had not.
Yeah.
I wish I had not said yeah to it.
Well, I do want to say, oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you can start and then bail out, you know?
Yeah, but I feel like it looks bad.
Yeah. You don't want to be a quitter.
Yeah.
Comments come from Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Apple Podcast Reviews, and NateLand@NateBargatze.com. Nate never reads that part. And then every week people are always commenting, where do I email? So I want people to know. The email is NateLand@NateBargatze.com. All right. Cameron Hadley. I really do like every episode and have never disliked a guest, but when I see the words featuring Greg Warren, I get unreasonably excited. Always some good peanut butter talk when he comes on.
That's pretty cool.
Is it Greg Warren that you like or the peanut butter talk?
Mm-hmm.
I'll take either.
It's true.
Yeah, it seemed like they were like, I get excited about Greg Warren and then add in always some right. peanut butter talk.
Like, what if Greg doesn't talk about peanut butter at all that mm-hmm. episode? Would
I don't
this
really
person
see
be?
Where that's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't
mean. Or what if we just talk about peanut butter when Greg's not here? Do you think that's still going to make Cameron Hadley excited?
Then you're going to render me sort of useless.
That's true. Yeah. That is true.
Another good point.
Expertise, I think, that it's yeah. hard to duplicate.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You think Cameron's a man or a woman?
I think a woman.
Yeah, definitely a woman.
Who gets? You want it to be a woman because Cameron's getting unreasonably excited.
Yeah, yeah. I just like unreasonably excited. That's
yeah.
the way.
Yeah,
I think I'm gonna start saying
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
As somebody like, who's unreasonable yeah. most of the time.
Correct, man. Yeah. You're right. So I'll be unreasonably excited while I'm being unreasonable.
Melanie Hughes, beyond excited to hear Greg Warren's podcast. Wow. We'll be joining the lineup of the Nateland channel. Sounds like an awesome premise. Hoping Nate Land will eventually have one podcast to listen to for each day of the week. Keep on creating.
Mm. Wow, Melanie loves an exclamation point, and I like that about her.
Yeah.
I'm like that too. People make fun of me.
Yeah.
I go heavy. Yeah.
Really?
Because especially in text, you kind of want to let them know your tone. So I go heavy on the exclamation point.
This is what I do.
Excited.
If there's three, and there are three sentences, and I did all exclamation points. I go back in the middle one, change to a
yeah,
period.
I do too.
Yeah.
I do too.
Yeah.
I do that too.
I was like, nah, this is too exciting.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is unreasonably
yeah.
exciting.
And if you sandwich it, they still get the idea. You're
yep.
fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do that too.
It's great. Yeah. It's so it seems fun. Formulaic. If yeah. Just, if they're...
But sometimes if you go, hey, and then the name exclamation point, it's like, you know, like a period seems like you're being serious.
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct.
The exclamation point, it's like, I'm not really that excited.
Yeah, that's yeah. almost unreasonably excited.
We need a in between mm-hmm. exclamation point and period.
Mm-hmm. A comma.
Nobody's doing commas.
Yeah, comma.
Text. Can you imagine?
What?
Are you insane? If you like, hey Greg, comma, and then in a text.
I mean, I think I've done it.
I mean, really?
Maybe if you do dot dot dot.
Ooh. Yeah, yeah. Elliptical yeah. ending.
Ellipses, yeah. I believe.
Ellipses.
Very good.
Yeah. It's hard to do the exclamation point if you're giving bad news. Hey, Greg, you've just been fired.
Yeah, you don't need to come in tomorrow.
Yeah.
We got to tell Melanie about the middle sentence.
Yeah, she did
really
good. She actually has four sentences here. So, yeah.
But in this case, it works.
Yeah.
I don't think anything's insincere about what Melanie wrote.
I don't think so either. Yeah.
Do you ever, when you reply to each other, like your friends, do you say your buddy's name? Like, I'll never, if Tim sends me a message, it's always got to be, hey, buddy, hey, pal, hey, man. And I'll use that. And I almost feel like I could never just, because I feel like hey's too just in for like almost cold, like hey.
Yeah, I like a
so
bro.
So I always do a buddy, man, pal.
I like
for my
bro,
guys.
I like bro, buddy, man.
But if
I never do a pal.
Dude?
Bro is my
I don't
pal.
Do dude.
If I'm texting dude, you two that I text regularly, I'll go, yo, dude, hey, man, pal, whatever. But if I'm texting Brian, who I haven't texted in a while, I'll say, hey, Brian, like full acknowledgement. You know what I mean?
All right.
More formal.
Sense. And you guys go with chief?
I never do chief.
If you do chief, you should do big guy.
Yeah,
it's just
I never
as fun.
Do chief.
I do player quite a bit.
Yeah.
Oh, player?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
You shouldn't do that. Yeah. You're not that guy.
I am.
Yeah. No, you're not.
On occasion.
No.
I'm that guy. I assure you.
Yeah. Do you do
player?
P-L-A-Y-A?
No, I go E-R.
Okay, good. Yeah. All right, got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tim did a set on my show with St. Louis and texted me.
Yeah.
Very excited, he said. Exclamation point.
Oh, yeah. I bet,
I thought it meant something to him. But
I'll bet our first our first text exchange is just littered with exclamation points.
Yeah. I thought you were really excited to do the show.
I had a great time.
He called me. He's like, I got to do this show with Bates.
Yeah. I'll put exclamation points in. Just
very excited, player.
Yeah.
Beyond excited.
Try player. Put player in.
Unreasonably excited. Jake Stevens. I've started eating dinner with my hands when I'm at home. No utensils. I got to say, it does make the meal more enjoyable. I think Dusty is onto something with some of his ideas.
Yeah, all of my ideas are good if people just embrace them. That's what I was in a hotel the other day, kitchen in there. I went, walked to the store, bought a steak, cooked it in the hotel, was eating it with the utensils. And I'm like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
And I just picked it up and started eating the steak. I had like some type of side. I don't remember what it was at this point, but it needed a fork, and I ate it with my hands.
Sure.
Wow. And it felt good.
Oh, I get it. Yeah.
It felt, I was like, why am I doing this?
It was in the hotel?
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. As a napkin, did you use the towel from the bathroom?
Oh, I do that every time.
You guys do that? I've never said that out loud before, but I do it all the time. I did it this past week.
I've had some towels by the end of the week, like, oh, they'll never get this clean.
Yeah.
I had barbecue last week, and I looked down, I'm like, they got to throw this towel away.
I'll throw it away for them because I'm too embarrassed. I'd rather them think I stole it than see all that's going on with that towel.
Yeah.
100%.
I've ruined a lot of towels. I've ruined some bed sheets with food. Yeah. With food.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sean eats in bed.
Yeah.
Oh, I do. And not in just a hotel. Like, I'll eat my own bed, which is way worse.
Yeah.
What's your theory, though?
Worse, way
if you're eating
worse.
In bed.
People are like, well, what do you eat in bed? And I'm like, man, if you have to ask, it's not broccoli. I can tell you that much, all right? Yeah. Look at me. Yeah. I'm clocking in at 274. What could I possibly be eating?
Nobody's eating healthy foods. You're so dead on.
It's quinoa, you know, mixed with romaine lettuce.
Working on my portion control.
Lettuce wrap.
That would be the healthy, if it was a lettuce wrap, that'd be the best thing I've done so far, man.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so sad, man.
But eating with your hands, it really feels good, especially some meat like that you got to tear with your mouth.
So you're never going back.
Well, you know, I got a wife and, you know, so I got to I can't just do it like that all the time.
Yeah.
But if we do like beef with a bone, like a T-bone or something, even at home, by the time I get down to that, I pick it up, I'm gnawing on the bone.
Let me ask, do you eat fast?
Yeah, I do.
I mean, do you just you look and you're like, man, I just ate a 16-ounce strip steak. In 2.5 minutes.
Actually,
and I wonder why I have stomach problems.
Yes. Yes.
And then I think
actually,
that.
Me and my wife both eat really fast, and we've ate with other couples before. And like the food comes, and then we look up and they're like getting started.
People, I've been at restaurants. I eat so fast. I've been with restaurants before that I win the speed eating contest that I didn't even know I was in. Like three buddies at the table will be like, let's see if we can finish for him. Not tell me it's a competition and I still win.
Yeah.
It's a really bad
habit. Spent some time in the joint. So
I did. You had to fight.
Yeah.
For what was ours. But yeah.
Go ahead.
I grew up with, I had older stepbrothers, you know, and like, it felt like everybody would always eat before me and then like be mad at me that I'm still eating.
Yeah.
Like they're like, well, we're just waiting on Dusty. So I'm like, now I just eat like a maniac.
Especially with little kids. You're just like, let's eat because you got 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess it's horrible for, according to some doctor of mine, that it's a cause of acid reflux.
Yeah.
Part of the fast. Reason. Just fast eating. Your food's just not digesting.
Mm-hmm. You're supposed properly. To chew your food like till it becomes liquid.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I was at West Point, I spent my first year of college at West Point, and all the meals you had to, you could take a bite like this with your fork. You couldn't chew until you set the fork back down. Then you had to have your hands on your lap, and then you had to chew until there was no more food in your mouth to dissolve it all.
Why?
It was like no less than 11 chews or something
just
like
to teach discipline, or was this a healthy thing?
I would bet it was because it was done to them, and it started probably back in the 1800s or something. But yeah, I think now that I think of it, it was probably a very healthy way to eat.
Probably back then it was a digestive thing.
Yeah.
Wow.
But yeah.
Did that take you a while to break that when you were out?
No, I got right back to
it.
On the Nateland podcast, there is always a fresh take on everyday life and a good laugh about how we all try to keep up. If you want to feel more energized and strong for your own daily adventures, MitoPure gummies from Timeline might be for you. These are the first ever longevity gummies powered by MitoPure, Timeline's patented form of urolithin A. They are clinically proven to improve muscle strength and cellular energy. Plus, they are vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO. Two gummies give you 500 milligrams of MitoPure, delivering 6 times more urolithin A than a glass of pomegranate juice. If you want to stay strong and energized now and as you age, then you have to try MitoPure gummies. Timeline offers 20% off just for listeners of this show. Head to timeline.com/mito20 to get started. That's timeline.com/mito20. Your cells will thank you.
Nice.
I got to do that, man.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to do it.
You
I
should still
got,
do it.
I think I got a subscription to Highlights Magazine.
On autopay.
You should do it. How was that ad read? I like to start.
Bang up, John.
I try to get angry with it.
You were locked in.
Yeah. You hit another gear there.
Yeah.
And, it wasn't anger, though. It was passion.
No, passion.
Yeah.
You didn't want to bail halfway through on that one,
no,
did you?
No, I didn't. No, I felt like this could be longer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's what I thought.
I thought you could give. I thought you could make more of a meal out
of
it.
Are there more details?
Yes. I like how you did several, like at church, like lookups. Like you found this and you were like, I'm going to engage.
I want people to call Rocket Money to cancel that ad read.
Yeah.
That's what I like.
Business is so good.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, you're all out.
Yeah.
No, it's really, really strong.
Thank you, guys.
Ashley Person.
I don't like that last name. Keep it vague.
Could be a man, could be a woman. We know it's a person.
Yeah.
Person.
I've been grinding on the vegetables aren't real all day after listening to Dusty speak the truth. I'm converted, but my only holdback is asparagus. Please help explain it to me. So Dusty says vegetables aren't real.
What does that mean?
Well, like they all fit into a different category. Like peppers are fruit, tomatoes are fruit, spinach is leaves, broccoli is flowers.
What's carrot?
Carrots are roots. Ginger's roots. Potatoes are roots.
Yeah.
And so asparagus has got her hung up. I think it fits into the broccoli category. It's a flower. Yeah.
I asked this last week, but I guess I really don't understand. Like, it's just a like mammals. What about people? Well, they're humans.
They're not real either.
Yeah.
No.
What about chimpanzees? Well, they're apes.
But
they're all mammals.
I never felt like humans were mammals. I felt like we're our own thing.
Yeah, I agree.
We don't fit into the animal categories.
Okay. I'm favor that. Yeah.
I always felt like that.
If you run the numbers, yeah, that's completely, completely.
All right, well, let's take humans out though. But like,
okay,
it is interesting because fruit you can't put. Fruit is only fruit.
Yeah,
is kind of your point.
Yeah, it's like a seed bearing thing, you know. So the peppers have seeds in it, like a tomato does, like an apple, like a peach. I saw a video on TikTok about this,
and then I didn't think I was. I thought you were going to back yourself into a corner, but you pulled that. I was like, how's he going to explain broccoli and the flower thing's pretty good. Yeah,
cauliflower, a flower. Yeah, it's right there in the name.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. So avocado's a fruit, right?
Avocado. Yeah,
it's a real 100%. Fruit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
it's not a dusty fruit. It's a fruit.
It's a real. Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm getting at.
I'm thinking asparagus is. I'm gonna go with. Might even say a tree.
I was just gonna say that. Yeah, I think that's strong.
I grew some asparagus for a long time, and then I cut it down, and I was like, "This doesn't look like any asparagus I ever bought at the store." And I threw it away. I was like, I don't even know what this is. Hmm.
What is an onion?
I'd say that's a root.
That's a root vegetable.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Root vegetable?
I'd say just a root.
You ever go to the grocery store late at night and they cover up the onions and the potatoes?
Oh.
Yeah. Something shady is going on. If you go to the produce section in the middle of the night, they have a cover over the onions and potatoes.
Like a tarp?
Like a tarp, but a cloth tarp. Yeah.
Why, and do you have any idea why?
No.
Maybe they spray water on some of it, but not on that.
I don't know what's something they don't want you to see is going on.
They say onions have a real way to like soak up bad things from the environment around. So like if you cut an onion to cook, people say you should never put that onion in the refrigerator. Yeah. You should just either use the whole onion or throw away the rest.
Yep.
Because it pulls everything.
Yeah, because once it opens and you put it in your fridge, it'll start pulling all these negative, like...
Toxins.
You're a holistic guy. But have you ever heard putting onions and garlic on your feet?
I have heard that, never done it though. Okay.
I got on a kick for maybe a year.
What did you think?
Yeah, then you got pneumonia, right?
No, I didn't. I'm not sure. A couple times I think it helped me.
Yeah.
I'm not sure it did. I can tell you it's a very inconvenient way to sleep.
Yeah.
and it's going to the bathroom is tricky because it hurts because you're stepping on onions and garlic. You saran wrap it to your feet.
And put
socks over it.
Wow. I want to do it. I say it. Somebody told me you can chop up onions and put it around the room and it'll kind of get rid of stuff. Yeah. And so when I say it in the condo in Jacksonville, the Jacksonville condo, I chopped up a bunch of onions.
What happened?
I don't know. It smelled better than it did. Yeah, when I got
the comedy condo. An onion is no match for a comedy condo, man. You're going to have an onion farm to get rid of what goes on in there, man. Are you kidding me?
When I was in St. Louis, I stayed at the condo there at the Funny Bone Provider. Very nice. They have a full kitchen. And Dusty said, you know, you got a condo with a kitchen. You got to go buy some groceries so you're not eating out every meal. So I went straight to the grocery store and it was some of the S. We don't have them here.
Schnucks.
And they had these carts. The lady in front of me was pushing her cart out. The wheels locked up on her. Like it somehow senses if you're stealing stuff.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And locked up.
Sean, is this happening to you?
Yeah. I mean, that's so weird. I thought it was just a fluke. But so that's how they catch you. All right.
He's got a guy who
start paying.
He'll break that. I think it's just, I don't think it's about if you have product in there. I think it's just a, like a, almost like a dog collar. When it goes to a certain place outside the store, outside the premises, it stops. So maybe that malfunctioned.
Maybe an employee had to come over, and it's not like they accused the woman of stealing, but they just reset something. She just kept going.
Oh, I wish that happened to me in the store. I'd make a scene. I'm not going down for this. I didn't do nothing. I want a lawyer. I want my lawyer.
You're like, I'm stocking. If anything, I'm putting this back.
Yeah. Are you guys pretty honorable at the self-checkout? You know,
yes.
Five apples, you're hitting five.
Right? Sure, what do you stop? What do you
make sure? I mean, I'm just making sure that I'm not.
The fact that you're asking that.
No, dude, I am not. I'm not.
You know.
If anything, no, I'm actually the roundup guy, man. Which I'm very,
one
very
for
given,
them,
very
one for me.
Yeah, what are you talking about? The fact that you asked that question makes me very suspicious.
Roundup.
I've just heard people.
You got friends.
I've got friends. Yeah. They're like, if it. They're just angry people. They're like, you know, I mean,
there's podcasts out there where people would have said,
yes,
we would have said, no, we're not reasonable.
Yeah, there's one guy I know. I don't want to name, but he basically he'll get six apples and hit four, and he's very proud.
I love that.
Just something like oranges, went something like that. And so I guess you know you're beating the system there.
Yeah. Not here, Sean. Cents,
but
not here.
Honor system. Yeah, I get it.
Integrity.
Yeah.
Nick Greenfield, another good last name. I live in Southern Illinois, about 10 minutes across the river from St. Louis. I always tell people from not around here that I live in St. Louis because no one has ever heard of Millstadt, Illinois.
Millstadt.
We have. It's Millstadt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where I live, it's still considered St. Louis metro area, even though it is in Illinois. Last week, I talked about doing a show in Dayton, Kentucky at the Cumberland Sanctuary. Yeah, yeah. Which is basically Cincinnati. And Dusty was raising the question, well, I don't know. Like, do you say
Dayton? Across the state line, right?
Yeah,
I live in Hermitage, but I still say Nashville because I'm still in Davidson County, right? But it's like you're in a whole other state.
We have that in St. Louis. What he's talking about, where we're from. I mean, I want to take a slight detour and tell you here that if you want to have fun on a weekend in the fall,
I do.
Millstadt, Illinois, is the most fun you could have, especially if you got kids. They have like one of those. They have apple orchards out there. You go out there apple picking, but they have every kind. They have animals. They have games. They have.
Like,
I took my niece out there. It's the greatest time. It's so. They have a corn maze. It's Millstadt, Illinois.
Eckerd's. After it.
Yeah,
you'd say this last name's fitting for where he lives.
Greenfield.
Yeah.
There's quite a few of those around there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of corn sweat going on.
Corn Sweat?
Have you heard of Corn Sweat?
Oh, yeah.
I have not.
You know Corn Sweat?
Did we talk about Corn Sweat?
Three people that weekend told me about Corn Sweat.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you're going to think about St. Louis is like some sort of hillbilly town.
We talked about it on your radio show.
Yeah,
my feature act, Will O'Donnell, told me all about Corn Sweat, and then somebody else told me about it.
I've worked with Will many times. He's never brought it up. Corn Sweat.
I think it had just come out in the news that week about being a thing.
I think that's what it was. Everybody was talking about it.
I guess corn releases a lot of moisture in the air, and therefore the humidity in St. Louis is worse. Yeah,
that's exactly
not St. Louis, but the whole Midwest area.
Because of corn, a lot of humidity comes from corn. Corn is putting out that moisture.
I think that's pesticides.
That's what corn sweat is.
They told you this, Jim.
I think on the where you're from, I think the further you are from that place, the more reasonable it is to attach yourself to that bigger city, right? So if you're on a coast, I think it's totally fine for that guy to say St. Louis.
That's
if
what I said last week.
Not that far, then you're people are going to be like, oh, this doesn't count as St. Louis. In the same way that if you're overseas, you might just be like, I'm from Missouri or the United States. You go broad. That's my policy.
Okay.
Now, if I lived in Millstadt, I would say Millstadt every time. Greatest weekend of your life in October.
But I bet in St. Louis, you tell people what part of St. Louis you live in.
Yeah.
Kirkwood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. When you're, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you ever feel the need to, I'm sure this is just me, but if I, like I remember going to a football game in Knoxville, University of Tennessee, and I saw someone there that I did not know, but they had my hometown of Lebanon, like a sweatshirt on or something. And I wanted to go up and say something to them just because, you know, what? Then I was in California and someone had a University of Tennessee shirt on. Same thing. They could have been anywhere, but I just want to say, hey, whatever. Yeah. I was in Japan and I just saw a white person and I just assumed they were American and I wanted to go out and say, hey. My point is the further you go, just the more generally you want to say something to someone to see if we have a connection.
Yeah.
Are you with me, Tim, on this?
I'm 100% with you.
If you're ever on Jupiter one time, you see another
Earthling.
Just a life form.
You and me, buddy.
At that point.
Yeah, it could even be an animal you're familiar with at that point.
Yeah.
I know. A narwhal.
Yeah.
I would do that. I would when I lived outside of home, if I'd see a Cardinals hat somewhere, I'd get excited. And then when I moved back to St. Louis, I was still like doing the thing. I'd be like, hey, and they'd be like, just everybody.
Yeah.
Just, what?
I remember that guy.
Cardinals.
I remember in New York City, I went to a sports bar to watch the Titans play. And everybody in there, you know, had Titans. And one guy even had a Nashville Sounds, the minor league baseball team. And I went up to him like, hey, he could care less. They don't care.
Well, you got to go to the one cool thing about living in New York City is there's several cool things. But
the only cool thing.
The only one.
Tim and I both lived in New York City at different times. But there was a St. Louis Cardinal bar. Mm-hmm. And we would go to the playoffs or go to Cardinal games there. And you do feel like you're in St. Louis. Yeah. Everybody there is like. Very friendly, and you know, you're high-fiving each other and hugging each other, and it's
Foley's. They're serving Foley's. Toasted rabbit, they're serving St. Louis food, that is, and those little pockets in New York for all the different,
there's a Steeler bar,
Chicago,
little St. Louis, as they call it,
they do,
Chicago to some degree kind of has that. They do, they have all the big colleges have their own bars, it's pretty cool.
Tyler, bunch of numbers.
That's
made up. Yeah. Love Greg, that's made up too. Love Greg, but what would
you know how many times I've heard that in my life? Love Greg, but
it's usually followed.
Are we back in high school?
Yeah. I love you, Greg, as a brother.
All right, we're not going to the prom.
Love Greg, but what would rocket him to global hero status is getting his old Jif buddies to sell Jif in tubs, like butter tubs. Too often I pass up making PB&Js because I don't want it all over the knife, kitchen, and me.
I don't know what the tub solves.
The tub doesn't solve the knife problem.
You know what they do have, which is great for when you have a small child? They have little packets, little tubes where you just squeeze it out.
Yeah, like Go-Gurt or something?
Or just work it out.
I don't care for that.
Just work it out.
I'm giving Jif a compliment. You know,
bunch of numbers.
I don't like. I like a traditional jar. That when they pull that seal,
you still
off
use
the
glass too, don't you? Isn't that?
He's like, I just can't do it. Yeah. His kids are like, can you make me a PB&J? He's like, I don't want PB. I don't want it all over the knife in the kitchen.
Guess I'll make lasagna.
Now he's probably eating with his hands right there. A guy like that. Yeah. That guy is definitely not using a fork. If he's angry about a knife for
the knife for cutting his wrist afterwards.
It's too hard. I'll say this on this podcast, and I wanna make a commitment. If you've got some good GIF ideas, like good idea, no offense to a bunch of numbers, but if you've got some good GIF ideas, I'll take it back. I'll take it to Brazzy. Brazzy's number two guy at Smucker's, which owns Jif. I'll take it to
Brazzy. And you know him.
We went to college together. He got me the job at Procter & helped me get the job at Procter & Gamble. I mean, I had to get
the guy that you got in with at the beginning is now essentially
running
the
company.
Well, he
was in Procter & Gamble. Then he went over when Smucker's recruited him.
Got it.
And he basically runs the whole thing.
We're talking peanut butter royalty.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
The guy he reports to, he's the top guy in the company that doesn't have the last name Smuckers, okay? And Brazzy's going to be there in Columbus when I record my special. He's committed to it.
He loves avant-garde.
Him and Mr. Peanut are coming.
I just like how Greg said that name as if like that was LeBron James. Yeah, just, Brazzy, I'll call Brazzy, guys. Yeah. You know, everyone knows
in the
Brazzy.
CPG world, he is LeBron James. Sean? Except he didn't come out of high school and do this. He had to do it through sweat, hard work, knuckles.
No, Brazzy, I'm a fan of Brazzy.
Is Brazzy first name or last name?
Last name, John Brazzy.
Oh, yeah.
He's kind of like a Madonna or a Cher.
Yeah, he is.
That's what I thought he was doing.
Yeah, Brazzy's got sort of to the Cher Madonna level. Uh-huh. Yeah.
One name.
Yeah. Bono.
Sean, you ever made a PB&J in bed?
Have I? Boy, that's a great... I will eat it. I will eat the peanut butter in bed with a butter knife and use the butter knife as the fork. And that is rough. Uh-huh. You know, I mean, if I could watch myself doing that.
And then you toss it just a nightstand.
Don't panic. I got the little paper plate. That's for all my, you know, for the other stuff I'm eating. And then so I'll have wrappers and whatever. And I'll use the fork, or I'm sorry, the butter knife. And I'll place it on the wrappers and then take care of business in the morning.
Got a system.
Sick world. I know. Well, sick man.
How was that? I mean, it's no Dusty, but
really good.
It was really good.
It was good.
It's good.
DraftKings delivers, and so does Bates.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's a sure bet, Brian Bates.
Bet on
sure
Bates.
Bet Bates. That's what they say.
Come on, man. This isn't the Christie show.
Someday I'll get on the Christie show.
You can't get on the Christie
show. Nah, nobody can. Drew Robinson. I played football at Opelika High School, then Troy University.
All right, go Dogs.
That's where Dusty's from.
Oh, to Opelika?
Yeah.
I wanted to use my football knowledge, so I volunteered to help coach the middle school. I also worked at Jim Bob's Chicken Fingers.
That's what I'm talking about.
As the kitchen manager. After a few practices, the head coach said I smelled like what a chicken looks like, so he felt like I didn't have enough time to coach because I was coming from practice to work. Or from work to practice, I think I was supposed to say. I got fired from volunteering due to Jim Bob's smell.
Wow.
Is chicken fingers just a big thing in Alabama?
We and in Opelika, Auburn area, we have a lot of chicken finger restaurants.
A ton, right?
We have a lot. I mean, there's Guthrie's, Tenda Chick, Jim Bob's, there was, you know, this Chick-fil-A, there's Niffer's, there's Breezeway.
What's the big chain?
Raising Cane's?
Raising Cane's.
Oh, we have a
Did
Cane's
Guthrie's
there,
Did Guthrie's come before Cane's?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's well, I don't know where Cane's was at in other places, but Guthrie's is a real mainstay of the area. Mm. And Cane's would have just come in the last couple of years to our area.
Okay.
Now, maybe, I don't know where Cane's is from. Where is it? It's from Louisiana.
It might be. I just remember the first time I worked Birmingham long time ago. They were you know, telling me about all the
I think it's from New Orleans.
There was no Raising Cane's down in Opelika, Auburn area. Okay. Now there may be now.
Mm-hmm. Now, Dusty, are you just talking chicken fingers exclusively? You're talking everything in the chicken world. Chicken wings.
These are all chicken finger restaurants, but the, you know, they got some
They'll
other
mix
options.
Up a little bit.
Yeah, they got some other, but they're pushing the chicken fingers.
That's
what you're coming in for is the chicken fingers.
I would think that's a pleasant smell.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah, but this
but
is,
maybe he was hustling.
I know
too
Drew.
Hard.
I think I know Drew. And
you do know him?
Yeah. Okay. And we didn't go to school together. We've met, later.
Yeah.
But he, yeah, I mean, that's a shame. You know, I never was trying to coach football, so when I worked at Jim Bob's, the smell never affected my personal life.
You know, that guy
got fired from volunteering.
He just needed to cut an onion, man. That would have probably, yeah, that's the move.
Or bring some Jim Bob's to football practice.
Yeah, that's probably.
That's probably the best
play. If somebody smells like a food that you don't like, if you give them some of that and they eat it, now they don't even smell it anymore.
Yeah, right. That was the move. You're right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Drew, you messed up.
Let's do one more, then we'll get into the topic. Gabe Watt, I'm a third shift Columbus police officer, and I'd be thrilled to offer Greg or any of the Nateland crew to come do a ride along with me while they're in town. I work 11 p.m. to 7 a.m., but you don't have to do the entire shift. You don't want to. Just come. Here he comes now.
Yeah, it's Gabe.
Just coming to roll call and a few calls would be a great experience for any of you. What do you think, Greg?
Man, I would really like to do that. That is a tricky weekend because of the special. Mm-hmm. A lot going on.
I had a similar offer, and yeah. I'm like, I don't, you know, and I appreciate it, but I'm not into riding around in the police car.
It's you've late done it, night too.
You've done it plenty in your life.
Yeah.
Well, I done it enough to know that I don't really want to be doing it.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't mind going to the roll call thing, but it just may be that I really appreciate the offer. Just maybe a tricky weekend.
Nah, I'm in. I'll skip the special, and I count me in for everything. I mean, heck, people already think I steal from grocery stores, so I need to get a little juice.
Yeah, that's a
right
really
now.
Weird question. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like that you say that. People think, and then you go, hey, guys, you'd be stealing from that.
I swear I saw an article that people in this country steal from grocery stores.
I'd like to at least read the next comment, at least the first part of
the
next
comment.
All right, go ahead. It says, this is from Cameron and Mandy Scott. My wife and I had a chance to see Dusty and Indy. Haven't laughed that hard in ages. It was a hot show.
Mm.
We can do the rest of it, but that's really what I wanted to
read. That's what you're trying to get out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He had a joke in reference to shopping cart, but called it a buggy. Just curious, is that a Southern thing? Yeah, it is.
That's a great one.
Yeah. I like to, yeah, I call it a buggy. I don't know. St. Louis is on the line if you guys are like really Southern, right?
We
like
were both sides on the war.
Yeah. So, you know, you. So you're.
There's no buggy.
You don't call it buggy, though. Mm-hmm.
But I heard it before. I think the first person I heard call it a buggy was comedian Rodney Carrington.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense. Well, why would you want to call it a shopping cart when you could just call it a buggy? Yeah,
I love it.
Buggy's better. Words.
Buggy's great.
Yeah.
Why did you not want to read that comment and said all those nice things about Dusty?
I just didn't feel like we had time.
Okay.
I'm glad we fit it in.
Dusty gets enough good press as it is.
Yeah, well.
All right. So today, guys.
We all live comment to comment out here.
We did. Really?
Yeah. I think we all do, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll You're only you. As good They'll... as your last comment.
Yeah.
They'll cut you hard.
I can't wait to see these. I'm already.
Yeah. Today,
they're gonna say, get rid of Tim Conby from the podcast. Huh. And they're gonna say, he's not on the podcast. And be like, hire him and then get him off the podcast.
Yeah.
That's what we're gonna say.
You guys take a topic each, a brand or business each week, right?
Brand.
The first one was Dunkin'.
Yeah.
So we thought we would, you know, follow in the footsteps. And today we're talking about Whole Foods.
Love it.
Now, Whole Foods is very interesting to me because
we are talking about the grocery store, not just Whole Foods in general.
This Whatever you want to talk about.
Okay. No, it's about the brand, Whole Foods Market.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Whole Foods is a very interesting store to me because you've got all your workout freak, health uppity type people.
Yeah.
And then you got the Dusties of the world that, you know, survivalists that just want to, you know, get some off the grid kind of food.
Well, I'm not entirely convinced that Whole Foods is serving us up the best of the best, but I do feel like in the grocery store world, that's your best option.
This is one of my favorite quotes. It was from the Texas Monthly. Mm-hmm. Which Whole Foods started down in Austin.
Mm-hmm. I read it every week.
It says, an honorable truce between two old enemies, health food stores and supermarkets. Ooh. That's what Whole Foods was.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because, I like it.
Yeah. Back in the day, man, it was like they didn't, you know, it's like, oh, well, that's poison that they have there. We, you know, and then they were in like their little tiny places with the seeds and the oils and weirdos and Yeah, John Mackey was.
I like that you said Texas Monthly. You said I read it weekly.
Weekly. And, I caught it.
Thank you.
Yeah, like it just takes a while.
Yeah. I didn't even catch it.
Yeah. You're going to get a lot of that on the podcast. I say something funny and Greg just keeps on going.
And on that one, man, I missed it. It was very funny. But I got to tell you, usually it's just not worth stopping for.
How would you know? You miss them all.
Yeah.
Read the comments afterwards. You're going
to
see.
You lull me to sleep with all the dumb ones.
Oh, is that what it is?
And when you say something good, I just don't get it.
Yeah.
You know?
That's on me completely then.
Yeah.
Man, you're really taking on the Nate role really quick.
Oh yeah.
I feel like Nate talking to me right now.
Yeah, I mean, there's a little back and forth on this podcast.
A little. There is a little bit.
So it's not exactly the same.
Yeah, not exactly.
There's a little back and forth on the podcast and a lot of back and forth right after the podcast.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it got a little weird after the third episode after Greg choke slammed me through the table. But other than
that. He's talking about like violence. I've never...
Bill Mafia. He probably liked it.
You caught it there. Yeah, I mean, going through tables, I'll do it if we win the Super Bowl. No, Greg gets a little, I can just get under his skin a little more than the average person. I'm not proud of it, but I do. I also don't want to get him upset. I mean, this guy was an All-American wrestler and he could destroy.
I would never do that.
I could get it out of you.
Also, you know, 56.
If he decided that he wanted you to assault him, he could crack the code.
You think he could maybe hit him?
I absolutely think so.
100%.
Or no, just a single leg takedown. I don't think you would strike him. I think you'd wrestle.
Yeah.
Okay. I say we do it right here.
I don't think this is the spot.
I mean, this table looks like
it's very too
durable. If you go through nice this, table. That hurts.
Yeah.
You know how like in wrestling with the announcers and they'll slam them through and you're like, that table must have barely been set up.
Yeah, it's a press board.
I mean, this table looks
this table is.
This is going to hurt. This is.
We've got a nice set. We're proud of our set on the. We got a lot of product on our.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we got about. 84 jars of Jif and 100 cans of Pringles, and we got some ketchup and mustard and Coke and Diet Coke.
You
got
to eat before you do the podcast because you're just staring at food.
Oh, yeah.
We got a lot of that.
People were pretty irritated the last one you were here and we had Pringles and we were all eating them during the podcast. There was several people pretty irritated.
They were mad about that?
About the chip crunching going on.
Okay.
Yeah, I can see that.
Well, I'm trying to think if we've done... Well, we did eat some Dunkin' Donuts.
We eat. We definitely eat.
The donuts are not going to be as bad as the...
True.
Yeah.
We're
going to do a Pringles episode.
But so. I love the store Whole Foods. I'm a big fan of it.
Yeah.
I love that store.
It
feels good.
Didn't you just say like 5 minutes ago that...
No, I'm saying I just, you know, you can't trust anything now. It's like...
But
he's
saying if you had to pick one, that's the best out of all.
It's just, it feels good in there. I used to feel like when I first started going to Whole Foods, I felt like everybody was judging me in there, but I'm over that now.
No,
and,
it's not that.
I just used to think that, but now I'm like, I go buy a bunch of healthy stuff. And then before I leave, I get a couple of slices of pizza and then I'm out of there.
Yeah. The to-go stuff.
The
amazing.
Whole Foods pizza.
I use it as a restaurant on the road.
Yeah.
Use it as a restaurant.
You
mind if I talk a little bit about the history? We do that sometimes on the podcast.
I do mind actually.
Me and you together, maybe.
I guess. Sure.
No, go ahead.
I'd love to know a little bit about it.
Kind of my thing, but whatever.
No, go ahead, man.
No.
Right. I don't want to step on your
No, let's hear about it. I'm going to chime in. Right?
This is a special episode where we've come together.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I used to love crossover episodes as a kid. Bionic Woman and $60 Million Man when they got together.
Fantasy Island.
That's way back.
Yeah.
That's way back.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
That's Bionic Woman.
That's why I was looking at Greg.
that's the reason he has me on this podcast.
Take a turn for a minute.
He's not the old guy when I'm here.
Well, I mean, the Fantasy Island and Love Boat, again.
Did they do crossovers?
Nick at Night? Yeah.
Lonnie Anderson was on that, I believe.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Loved it. Was reruns on Nick at Night when I was a kid, and it was old. Like, even the Nick at Night reruns are old now.
We don't need to look at the numbers.
You're right.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear about the history.
Yeah, let's hear about it, Greg.
John Mackey is the central figure in this history. John, as a kid, ate Cocoa Puffs, hamburger, boxed mac and cheese, dropped out of college, and he got in with some vegetarians. He started hanging out with vegetarians down in Austin, and he wasn't a vegetarian. He just liked the sort of counter... culture world that vegetarians back then, it was probably early 70s. It wasn't as prevalent as it is today.
They were punk rock back then.
They were. Yeah, they were. Cool. Exactly. And yeah, it was cool and hip. And then he started started being a vegetarian. Mm. And he thought this was the way to go. And he asked his girlfriend if she would start a health food restaurant with her. And they opened it together. It was called Safer Way. Now, okay. Safer Way is like a spoof on Safeway.
Okay.
It's basically, you know, making fun of.
They're sticking it to Safeway.
They're sticking it to the Safeway, which was the big chains.
Which is Albertsons now, I believe, right?
I don't know if Safeway and Albertsons.
I think there's still some Safeways.
No, Safeways are still there.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, in
I thought they became Albertsons.
I don't think Albertsons and Safeway are the same.
Okay.
Albertsons in, I can't remember who they bought.
On the Nateland podcast, there is always a fresh take on everyday life and a good laugh about how we all try to keep up. If you want to feel more energized and strong for your own daily adventures, MitoPure gummies from Timeline might be for you. These are the first ever longevity gummies powered by MitoPure, Timeline's patented form of urolithin A. They are clinically proven to improve muscle strength and cellular energy. Plus, they are vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO. Two gummies give you 500 milligrams of MitoPure, delivering 6 times more urolithin A than a glass of pomegranate juice. If you want to stay strong and energized now and as you age, then you have to try MitoPure gummies. Timeline offers 20% off just for listeners of this show. Head to timeline.com/mito20 to get started. That's timeline.com/mito20. Your cells will thank you.
So they opened this this Safer Way. And they lived in this apartment, and they were keeping too much of their health food stuff in the apartment. And their landlord was like, "You guys can't be doing this," and he kicked them out of their apartment. So they moved into the grocery store. Him and his girlfriend moved into the grocery store, and the grocery store.
I like this girlfriend. She seems to be down with whatever.
She's great. Yeah, she's Renee great. Lawson Hardy. She unfortunately she didn't make it through the whole thing, but I think she got paid.
Okay.
But
are there showers in a bathroom at a grocery store?
Here's the thing, man. There were no showers. There were no showers in their health food store. So they used the dishwasher
to
bathe.
You know it, man. I mean, look, they had some Cascade, put it on hot, and there you go.
That's how they took baths. Now listen.
Jack Black.
This is, yes, this is 1970s Austin, Texas hippies. They probably weren't showering that much anyway.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
You know, it probably wasn't a thing. So they got into it, and they eventually merged with Clarksville Natural Grocery, and they did the first Whole Foods store. And they had to make some concessions because he was a vegetarian, and they're like, "Hey, if we go make this big new Whole Foods store, we're gonna have to have meat." The other guy said that, and he was like, "All right, I'll do it." And that thing took off in Austin, Texas. That first one. Back in the day, hippies drove a lot of the Volkswagen Bugs.
Yeah. Oh yeah, the Beatles.
The Beatles, yeah. And they said that people thought that it was a VW Beetle dealership because there were so many of them in the parking lot. Because that's whatever all the hippies. And they had a flood early on, 1981. They had a flood, and it wiped out the whole store.
Mm.
Everything went down. And they were like, Mackey was like, I don't have the kind of money. It's $400,000 to reopen this. And the community loved Whole Foods so much that they all showed up for like 3 months and rebuilt the store.
Wow.
And that's
28 days.
28 days?
Yeah.
28 days.
You love it a lot. If Whole Foods went down to a flood now, would you get over there and be?
Well, now Jeff Bezos owns it.
And yeah,
what would you do?
You could do
it. What business would you go work for free?
Zanies. We all probably would.
Yeah, for sure. Zanies. Yeah, for sure.
Well, I would show up and I'd be there the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
But I probably wouldn't
do a lot.
Yeah.
Like encouraging, like keep it up.
I'd probably make it look like I got this stuff over here, you guys. Yeah.
They must have really loved it because
they did, and you know they built it on they said this is a company that's dedicated to organic foods that are free from artificial preservatives, flavors, colors, and hydrogenated oils. That was sort of their big thing. I've heard some pretty cool quotes. I told you one of them. They said, "Visit by visit, you get a master's degree in food."
Wow,
I thought that was kind of a cool one. This was from Mackey, which I think is a little much.
Yeah, he's getting a little cocky.
We're not retailers with a mission. We're missionaries who retail.
Okay. Right.
Taking yourself a little too seriously.
Yeah, God, take it easy. Yeah. Pull it back a little bit.
Yeah, I'll come right on that one. Yeah. Especially, I mean, like, what if you're a real missionary and you say, like, yeah, buddy, I'm in
Uganda.
I'm in a hut in Timbuktu.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I just ate potatoes for 7 days straight, and you're not a missionary.
Yeah, it's like you can just say, hey, we just have a grocery store and we're trying to provide better food for people. You don't have to go to being the Messiah.
I agree. Yeah.
Yes.
You know,
people who are saving souls.
Yeah.
And you're like, trying to cut back on.
You're just like, yeah, I just want you to eat some food without poison in it.
They built into the business they are today, which I think is like 500 stores, mm-hmm. primarily by acquisition earlier. They just bought up a lot of health food store chains. One that they got was this place called Wild Oats. And I do remember some Wild Oats stores. This was sort of early 2000s. And the FTC stopped in and said, you can't do this. Partially because Mackey, who is a pretty cool guy, but he does, like everybody else, you know, you have both sides.
Mm-hmm.
He was on message boards on Yahoo Finance, basically with like a fake name, saying stuff like, the end is underway for Wild Oats, like Whole Foods.
Man.
Like he was basically.
He was the original troll, right?
Yeah, he was trying to take him. Trolls just do it to make people mad.
Classic missionary moves.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds like something Mother Teresa would be doing.
Yeah. Mother Teresa.
Just trolling.
Yeah. Just saying, these lepers are not for real. But he does do some cool stuff. I thought one of the most interesting things he's done at Whole Foods when he owned it was he had open salaries.
What's that mean?
Everybody knows. If you want to know what everybody's making, you can just ask.
You look it up.
Look it up.
You can ask. Don't mean they'll tell you.
No, they tell you.
Okay.
It's published.
Whole Foods tells you.
Yeah, Whole Foods. They'll tell you. Like he said basically wants everybody to be like, hey, how come Tim's making 19 an hour and I'm making 17 an hour? And he'd be like, because Tim's better at this than you. And if you want to get as good as Tim, here's what you need to do.
Mm.
That was his thing.
Wow. It's also because you go the stores you go to, you can look it up too. So I look up before I go in there, and then I'm like, hey man, you're making about 18 an hour. Could you help me find some? Like, I'll identify
that's
the
true,
guy
man.
In there.
Yeah.
Just motivate them a little bit too. So.
But they are like usually really helpful there. The attitude feels good in a Whole Foods.
Good attitude.
Yeah.
Like you're all doing something positive, and it's you get a little bit of that hippie vibe is still in there when you get to that, for sure.
Yeah. Another cool thing they used to do sort of before Amazon, but one of the cool things that they did over a long time, they would find like a local little brand. There's one called Nada Moo. Tim, you're a vegetarian. So
it's like a vegan ice cream.
They would just find it.
It's good.
In like a little local place. And you'd go, hey, I'm going to put you in Whole Foods. We're going to make you a superstar. It was almost like the music business.
Yeah.
And like he made that company. Now, since Amazon bottom, less of that goes on. Some good stuff goes on with Amazon, but there's some bad stuff. Like there was a cheese company, I think it was called Atlanta Fresh down in Georgia. And back when John owned it, he was like, hey, listen, man, we want you guys to be big. You're going to be the cheese and build this new facility. So they built this, you know, multi-million dollar facility, and they were supplying Whole Foods. And then Amazon at some point was like, you're out, which now that they went belly up. But yeah, they would make like superstars out of little businesses.
And you always see those in Whole Foods. You see like there's the little shelf with something you never heard of. That's great. And it's one of those that they just picked.
I remember one time I had really bad acid reflux, probably because I was eating too fast.
Eating too fast.
And
in bed.
Dusty
in
and I
bed.
Were doing a show at Stand Up Live in Huntsville. And the whole way down, I was like, man, my acid reflux is killing me. And Dusty took me to Whole Foods and got some stuff that
digestive
he uses
enzymes.
Some digestive enzymes.
Yeah. Papaya,
digestive enzymes.
Papaya digestive enzymes, just chewables.
Yeah,
dude, I live my life on digestive enzymes.
Are you just talking about probiotics? Is that what you're saying?
No,
this is totally different.
You take digestive enzymes. Dr. Olivia has given you some of them.
I don't know. There's so many. That whole world.
Yeah. How was it?
I mean, I don't remember it. I still have acid reflux, but it's been a while since.
Yeah, it's not gonna cure it, but if you got, it's like taking Tums. Mm-hmm. But it's not.
And
not
when
as bad for
when
you.
His son was born, we took food over to their house, and we went to Whole Foods because we knew that they like healthy food, and it was delicious, right?
So good,
yeah.
And it was. We really appreciate that.
That's cool. Yeah.
Sorry, Go ahead.
No, buddy. Am I doing all right on this?
Yeah, you're doing great.
Also, now with food delivery, if I'm at a hotel for a couple of days, now what I do, I know what hotel I'm going to. I'll just get on my phone. I'll order a few groceries from Whole Foods. And then when I, by the time I get to my hotel, it's already there. Take it up to the room.
That's genius. And on the road you do this?
Yeah.
And I gotta start doing this.
And then it's like, you know, if I don't eat it, I just take it home with me. And then we end up eating it. But I spend way less money on the road because I'm not eating at a restaurant every meal.
Yeah.
I gotta do this, man. I gotta do this. We do a little thing. We usually kick it over to Tim for fun facts.
All right.
You guys want some? It's very exciting.
Let's hear it.
51%.
They're not always fun.
Oh. No, man, they're fun.
We'll find out. We shall find out.
I'm looking forward to
they're not even always facts.
Yeah, they're neither. Buckle up. Here we go. 51% of certified cheese professionals worldwide come from Whole Foods. Only 1,000 people have ever passed the American Cheese Society certification exam. Pretty fun so far, right?
What does that mean, though?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Dusty. It's like the bar exam for cheese pros.
Oh, okay.
Okay, it's just as hard. The exam is given once a year in Richmond, Texas. In order to take the cheese exam, you have to have 4,000 hours of paid or unpaid work in the cheese business.
4,000?
Wow.
You have to come in with 4,000 hours. They won't even let you take the test. And over half of the people who take the test are just employed by Whole Foods.
Wow.
In the world?
In the whole world. 4,000 hours in the cheese game. Paid or unpaid, that's up to you. Well, we don't know what constitutes cheese experience, right?
Domino's, maybe?
I have no idea.
You're slinging cheese, aren't you?
If you're making pizza, does that count as cheese?
I think you have to be at a cheese store or something.
Yeah, because like cheese at a pizza place is not good cheese. Probably may taste good, but it's not good.
Yeah.
It's something like a New York pizzeria, probably. In Italy, I bet.
Maybe. In Italy, yeah. I bet it's the best cheese you can get. But
I mean, can you imagine 4,000 hours and then you flunk the cheese exam? That's got to be like the LSAT or something
Well, I was just thinking, like, if you worked 40 hours a week, that's roughly 160 hours a month. To get to 4,000, I mean, that's...
It's a good part of your life just to be able to sit and take that exam. And then, you know, probably not a lot of people pass it.
No.
Sean?
No, man.
Didn't you flunk the real estate exam weeks, like 2 years?
That's what?
2 years.
Is what it comes out to?
I had 100 weeks. We work 40 hours a week. Yeah, 4,000. Yeah. That's 2 years.
That's a long time to...
It's a lot of cheese.
But I want my cheese to be good. You know, I respect it.
Yeah.
I want good cheese.
Yeah.
You don't want some clown.
There's only 1,000.
Yeah, I don't want people out here who's just like, oh, no, I make cheese. It's really like, no, like it. But how much time have you put in?
Yeah, are you
That's
certified?
That's what I want
to know. Yeah.
You know?
So I wish I knew some of the questions on that test.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to take a look.
When Aaron comes back next week, the laptop will look.
Okay. Yeah.
So that means 510. Did I do the math right there?
Yeah, exactly. 1,000 people have ever passed the exam. Yeah, and 510.
I would think the people that make cottage cheese have never passed the test.
Yeah, it's not very good.
Yeah, I
enjoy it though. That's another food in bed. That's a lot of fun.
Cottage cheese, yeah.
Just a big old spoon in your bucket.
I can't even look at it.
Yeah,
I can't either. I had a table. I was waiting tables one time, and a guy asked me. It's the first I had ever heard this. He goes, "Do you have like cottage cheese that I could just have on the side?" And I was like, what? My buddy, we would go drink, and then I think he would go home and eat cottage cheese.
I'm with him. Yeah, I enjoy it.
That's so gross.
I don't know. My buddy Derek, he said he would go home and eat cottage cheese.
Yeah, the key is, man, you have to have a whole milk one. I noticed that. If you eat fat-free cottage cheese, that's a rough day.
Yeah.
That's a rough day. But whole milk cottage cheese was good. We had it as a kid. Like growing up, my dad let me put pepper on it. And I thought that was very unorthodox, but I don't know. Maybe that's what people do. So
Whole Foods is a great place to work. Fortune's Best 100 companies to work for 17 years straight. That's as long as they've been doing it. People love working there. Whole Foods employees get a 20% discount at the store. That is significant.
Mm-hmm.
But it can go up to 30% your discount depending on your cholesterol level. So they encourage you to be healthy. If you're that much healthier, then they'll cut you a deal.
Wow.
What if you have like genetically, you know, like my little brother, he's got high cholesterol, but he's had his whole life. It's not his fault, man.
20%.
Yeah, man. Rules are rules.
Yeah, rules are rules.
They're like, hey, if you want to get the discount, get it down.
Yes, exactly.
He, can't, he can't, though. I mean, I don't think he can. I don't think there's any lifestyle that he can. There's got to be some arbitration or something to be able to get my brother this extra 10% off.
Whole Foods. Is, he can get into, get into the cheese game, make the money that way.
Okay.
Have you guys ever been to the Austin flagship store?
You know, I went to a Whole Foods in Austin, but I don't know if it was the one.
Yeah, you would,
I
went, you would know. Okay. It is enormous. It is. Have you ever been to like a huge Bass Pro Shop?
Like
the big,
I was just in Austin. Yeah, I wish I knew that was there.
There's
I
a Bass
went.
Pro Shop inside the Whole Foods. That's how big it is. No, it is. It's enormous. You can ice skate on the roof. There are all kinds of different restaurants and stuff even within.
I was just in Austin.
Yeah, it's real, real cool. Live music and like different parts of it. It's pretty cool. And then they have some things that are unique to different locations. Whole Foods in Westport, Connecticut. They give two team members every month. They're the king and queen of customer service. If they do a really good job, they make them king and queen of customer service. And their reward is that each of them gets 2 minutes to sprint around the store and just take as many things as they want. They're on a timer. Yeah, supermarket sweep style. Sweep. 2 minutes, go for it, and a Whole Foods.
I say you go right for the supplement aisle.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, 100%.
Just take the shelf and dump it.
Right? Yeah.
You just
go for the probiotics.
5,000 right there. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. $5,000 by just taking your arm and going like that in the supplement aisle.
That's what I thought.
I bet you they don't let you do that.
Yeah, they say it's food.
Yeah.
Or you have exclusions? I bet they let you go for it. No, you're the king and the queen. They would all know. Yeah.
I think it would
be really nice to people this month.
Like, what would you do with them all, though?
Put them on eBay. Or
sell them.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Just resell them?
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't do that. I'd go by the rules, but I.
Sean
would
steal them.
I'd steal them all. Yeah. I mean, let's just go at this point.
Sean,
I'm already looking dirty.
Yeah.
Obviously, they're all about health, but a Dallas Whole Foods store for some time sold American Spirit cigarettes.
All right, I like that.
Yeah,
I guarantee you. At some point, Mackie was like, "Hey, man, we encourage a little bit of local flair, but no, you can't be selling cigarettes.
Those are the healthy cigarettes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're still cigarettes.
Yeah.
In two stores, one in Maine, one in Massachusetts, only two stores to sell live lobsters. So they sell live lobsters in the Whole Foods in individual tanks. When purchased, Whole Foods uses a shocker to kill them because they don't want them boiling in pots. So it still comes from the place of vegetarianism, but the certain things that he's like, selling out and making money, but they have different policies. Mm. For example, they're shocking lobsters, which is a punk band I was in for.
Yeah, like that.
Lobsters. Yeah. Also, we also
they're
did not
Hall
make
fame,
the Hall of Fame.
I guarantee
fame.
You.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're
the early stuff was strong. Fun, pretty fun facts. Right?
Those are pretty good.
I think so.
I think they're very
I got one too. This one cracked me up, man. I don't know. Maybe you will remember this, Dust. Do you remember they used to put at Whole Foods, they would have asparagus water.
Yes.
This is real.
Yes. Oh. Is that a vegetable?
Go in. That is, well, that's a good question. Yes. Let's go to Dust in that one.
Okay.
A tree. Right. They put three stalks in water, bottle it, sell it for like $9.
Wow. And I don't remember that.
Did not move well. And, you know, I'm just like, well, yeah, maybe, you know, you got to eat. I think, you know, I think the marketing was like, if I just drink the water, I might get all the nutrients from the asparagus. You got to eat the asparagus as well. Like, that's part of the deal. Now, I don't know. I guess maybe it just enhances the water, obviously. But this was real. You know, look it up. And I think it bombed.
This is like you were saying at the beginning. They are tricking us to a degree. They were trying to make people think, oh, look at this healthy new fad. Like, they just invented it. It didn't work at all. Then it went viral. A girl who it turns out my wife went to college with posted somewhere Whole Foods execs are laughing at us and that picture, and it went viral. It went big, and then they pulled it. They stopped doing it. And then that girl spun it into a career. She has a career now where she will
troll people,
make up hashtags for your wedding. You know how people have clever wedding hashtags?
Yeah.
People with too much money pay her to make up a hashtag for their wedding. And it all came because she called out the asparagus water.
That's more of a shakedown than the asparagus.
I know.
That's more.
Yes.
Yeah. How could that?
She learned from the asparagus water.
She went completely the other way.
Yes.
I remember a chia seed water. They had it was a glass bottle and it was chia seeds. But you know, when you put chia seeds in water, it gets a little
sprout.
Clear kind of membrane around it. Uh-huh. So it's almost like little eggs in there.
Really? I had a What's the chia pet? The
oh yeah,
chia, the pottery thing. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Chia. It's not healthy.
Yeah, it isn't. It's
not true. All right. Well, I think we got to start wrapping up because Zany's has a show.
Oh yeah,
look out
soon. Yeah. I really enjoy. You guys play off each other really well. This podcast.
You were pointing to Tim and Sean.
We do.
You guys play off each other really
well.
You're
right, Brian. Thank you.
No, all three of you.
And you guys are great. I'm going to start tuning in. Which which one of you is Nate, though?
He's not here
today. No, he's not here today. No. He's with Christy.
It is. Yeah.
He's on the Christy show.
That's who gets on the Christy show.
To promote SNL.
Yeah. You got to get on Saturday Night Live before you can get on the Christy show. Yeah. It ain't happening, babe.
Thank you.
What shows you got coming up?
Coming up, I'm going to be at the Greg's Columbus thing. I'll be in...
This weekend.
I'm in Chicago. Oh, it's coming out.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in Chicago at Zany's with Greg. I've got Ludo shows, How Ludo Ween at the Pageant in St. Louis, three nights the weekend before St. Louis. And then, Punk Rock Christmas, which I talked about, is first weekend in December at the Pageant in St. Louis as well.
This Friday, I am in Knoxville, Tennessee at Ali Ray's Gastropub. I think you guys just did that.
Sean and I just did it.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Yeah,
it's really
that was good.
Fun, man.
That was fun.
Good food, too.
Yeah. Why didn't you take Tim?
It was the rare occasion where Sean and I were getting along.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I got to wait for them to.
Very peaceful.
Well, this Friday, come to Ali Ray's Gastropub in Knoxville, Tennessee. Greg says it's great.
Yeah, the food's awesome. And the comedy.
October 17th, I am at Arlington Draft House in Arlington, Virginia.
Oh, that's a good one.
Okay, I've never been. So.
I've never been either. I've heard it's great, though.
You ever been, Dusty?
Never been.
Well.
DC, basically.
Yeah, it is. It's like Millstead, Illinois. It's basically the same thing. October 19th, Clarksville, Tennessee has a new comedy club, Joker's Comedy House. I'm going to be headlining there.
All right.
That sounds fun.
Is that DJ Pryor?
Yep.
All right.
Yep. And October 25th, I am in Lebanon, Pennsylvania at Lifeway Church. All fun shows. Looking forward to it.
That's awesome.
What about you?
This weekend, I will be at Zany's Rosemont. That's a great suburb club of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Got to play a giant arena there with Nate a few months ago. Mm-hmm. I'm going to a little smaller venue.
That club's great, though.
It's awesome. Yeah. It's a beautiful club. It's really fun. And Tim's going to be there with me.
Yeah.
So, can't wait. And then I got a bunch of shows. But most importantly, on November 23rd, my friend Tim made me move my special to Columbus, Ohio, and I got to fill that place. So I hope to see some Nate Land fans there.
Yeah.
Okay, big weekend this Friday, Macon, Georgia, the Grand Opera House. I've never done comedy in Macon that I'm aware of. So
I have, I think.
I'm very pumped about it.
It's great.
It's going to be great. And then
Macon, that Georgia.
A bit of a hometown show for me. I'll be in Charleston, South Carolina at the Gale Yard Center on Saturday, October 5th. So I've already sold a lot of tickets to that, but the Gale Yard is a lot bigger than what I normally do. So percentage-wise, doesn't look as good. But if I were doing the old theater that I normally do in Charleston, we would have already sold out plus. But it's a bigger room.
Yeah.
But very exciting. If nobody else buys tickets, it's still a very exciting show. So I'm pumped about it.
Who autographed your beach nut chewing tobacco?
Actually, a guy sent this to me. Okay. And that was on there when they sent it.
An autograph? Is that what that is?
Yeah. I don't know. I just got the hat the other day in my post office box. So I don't know what that is.
Oh, okay. I just make sure you didn't autograph your own.
It's cool.
Yeah.
No, somebody sent it to me, and I should have, you know.
I think it looks like a symbol more. I think Prince autographed it.
And I should have, they wrote a note. I should have brought and said their name, but it's a great hat.
Yeah.
It's thick. It is a good hat. It's a thick hat.
Cool. Yeah.
It's a winter hat.
Right, man. Cardinal red almost.
Yes. Yeah, it is. I wore it for St. Louis.
There you go.
Thanks, man.
Because you guys, I knew you guys would be here.
Yeah.
What about you, Sean?
This weekend, Thursday through Sunday, St. Charles Funny Bone. Say when you played.
Yeah.
In St. Charles. Yeah. And then I think a few weeks after, Greg is taking me with him to Michigan.
Detroit.
Ooh. And Kansas City.
Kansas City as well.
Detroit with Greg, as long as he might fire me. I don't know. I get him angry a lot, so we'll see. You know, it's the next
TBD. Two hours. I could be there too.
I'm feeling pretty good about it.
We got to see.
Yeah. We've reached a new level in our relationship.
That's great. The Consumers every Tuesday. First one's out now.
First one's out.
Three best Tuesday. Comics in St. Louis.
Wow. Right
to Will O'Donnell. And
I love Will. Will come on with
Will's the best. Will's great.
I believe the next is Lego.
Ooh.
Yeah. Deep dive on Lego.
We ate those too.
I love that.
Yeah.
Very weird.
Very weird to eat those, but
tough to eat in bed.
It hurt your feet. Yeah.
All right, guys. That's the show. Nate's not going to be back next week. He's got more things going on, but
We should probably say what he's doing this weekend, right?
I thought I mentioned it, but he's hosting Saturday Night Live. Did I not mention it before?
I think you did. But it's a big deal.
And then,
I was
saying, I wonder who the band is. It's like one of the biggest in the world.
Yeah.
Pretty big.
Aaron should be back next week. I can't wait to hear more about the baby. See some pictures, but they're doing great. So he says thank you to everybody for the thoughts and prayers.
All right.
I should be here because where else would I be? So
I don't know.
Sean, Greg, Tim. Loved having you.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
So fun.
Really
appreciate
it, man.
All right. We're having a good time.
'Nateland' is produced by 'Nateland' Productions and by me, Nate Bargatze, and my wife, Laura, on the Audio Boom platform. Recording and editing for the show is done by Genovations Media. Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to catch us next week on the 'Nateland' podcast.